Oh yeah, I was gonna sing you a song.
Oh, sing me a song. Remember when you used to open the show with always singing a song?
Almost paradise, knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, I couldn't ask for more. There you go.
Well, unfortunately, we do not hold the copyright to that, so you have just been slapped with a $15,000 fine from
Kenny Loggins.
Trying to remember Dire Straits. Is that close?
You're not even remotely close. No, not even in the ballpark.
Not even a little bit. That was the Talking Heads, wasn't it? The Talking Heads.
No,
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yes.
The Ramones. Yes. The Ramones. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
That is the Ramones. The Ramones they're notorious for their easy listening.
It was their easy listening phase. It lasted for about 6 months, and weirdly enough, they only learned an additional chord. So that was the Ramones.
Remember when all music was three chords? Remember that?
Do you remember when all music was good?
There was never a time when music was good.
I think there was like a shiny moment. There was like a 3 week moment in like 1981 where like everything was just like
so
on
what you're talking about
point.
Is Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20 was not in 1981, but
I love
try.
Matchbox 20.
You are the only person.
I really do love them. I love them so much. Third Eye Blind, do you remember that? We're just gonna keep doing this for 9.5 hours of me just keep asking you.
Yeah, why
do you
not?
Remember them? Do you remember them? I
do remember them. This is the Remember Berries episode where we just start listing people who.
So,
who
anyways,
we remember.
I was trying
to make a joke here before, and I was gonna say even Rob Thomas doesn't like Matchbox 20, but I couldn't remember who the lead singer of Matchbox 20 was.
You have succeeded. Eventually.
My joke finally lands, yes. We're going to jump right into this, Grant. Welcome, everyone, to Whatever This Is, the podcast where two guys sit down and try and discover whatever this is. My name is Kyle, and I am talking to Grant, is actually Rob
Thomas. I don't
think
I've ever actually told you this before, but where...
You definitely didn't tell me that you like Matchbox 20. That is for sure.
But where I sit... Okay, hang on.
Like
I'm
currently, where
you're
sitting.
I'm going to send you a picture really quick.
Okay, to my textual phone. Where are you sending this to?
Because I think that you'll get a kick out of what I sit in front of every time we record.
If this is again a picture of your penis, I'm going to be so upset.
No, you've told me that repeatedly that you like my penis.
No, I have not. I've actually said the exact opposite. Grant, I'm going to do something that you're not supposed to do when you're recording. I'm going to just take a sip out of the iced tea drink that I am currently consuming.
I'm going to
vamp for a bit.
Where are you in my phone?
Oh, I thought you were talking about your penis again.
Where
did I put that? Oh, gosh. Forgetsy-doodle, that's me.
Okay, Kyle... That's the problem with my phone is there's two Kyles. We don't normally talk about that, but you are actually – oh, you're the third Kyle. No.
Well, you also know your brother is Kyle.
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
There's a Kyle Yaschuk.
I know. I've met him before.
He's the second Kyle. Okay, anyways.
He's like the Kyle once removed. No one really cares about him, right? I don't know if he actually listens.
I hope not now. Okay, so.
What do you mean by now?
Okay, hang on. We're dealing with important things here. I just sent you a picture.
Apparently, you have become your father in technology. But
did I tell?
How did you send this to me? What program?
Yeah.
It is by text. Okay. Well, this does have to go through international airwaves. Oh, boop. There it is. There it is. Yep, that's a penis. No, let me just try and describe this picture. And I know what? I'll post this onto the Facebook page as well, just so people can really enjoy this as much as I am.
It looks to be one of those. There is a noisemaker at the bottom of the whole picture.
There is a noisemaker that you will occasionally utilize. Of course, there is the bright, shining light from the window, creating this huge halo effect. And the only time I've ever seen these things is in my grandparents' place. So this must be someone old who originally got this picture frame. But it's a double picture frame with a hinge in the center. And on the left is
Baby
Grant.
On the left,
I'm
that's Kyle
your brother.
And Les. I'm
that's
the
your
one
two
on the
brothers,
right.
Kyle and Les. And then, I was pretty confident that I'm assuming this is your mother and a baby Napoleon.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks like you've been dressed as a sailor in some type of way.
I don't even understand how this works. I'm now looking at. Oh my god! That.
Did your mother lose a bet and she had to dress you like Donald Duck?
I think
Duck?
She
Is
lost a bet
the...
and had me. I think that's what that was.
I have to say though, you have just as much facial hair. So I mean, that's
you
pretty
see how
pretty.
You
epic
see how adorable that my hand is touching her arm.
Yeah, you were a cute baby. I have to say,
the last time I was cute.
What happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
Grant,
we have not talked to each other
I'm
for
so,
so
sorry
long.
For making you see that.
No, that's okay. I love it. That was so good. You can tell it's whatever this is because we talk over each other constantly. We haven't talked to each other for like, I don't know, 3 weeks? It's been a while. It's been a hot minute, that's for sure. And weirdly enough, we're going to be doing this episode and we're going to be seeing each other in the flesh in like 4 days.
I told you I wasn't going to come. And then...
You did.
Honestly, Kyle, I need to see you. So I have to come.
I mean, this feels like every relationship I've ever been in where I've had to tell them, I'm not going to come. And then, I eventually
That
do.
Was not appropriate.
It's very easy. Not appropriate. This is a PG podcast. Know what I was doing last night, Grant? I'm a bit of an asshole, as you kind of know. Also a gigantic Apple fanboy. I'm self-described. Self-prescribed, but I bought myself an HomePod.
Oh, no. So now,
one of those
now,
smart
now
speakers where I can talk to Siri.
You're in that mess now.
I'm in that mess of smart speakers and the government listening in on me and all that sort of thing. I will say two things about it. Number one, I think it is bonkers crazy that I can be so far away from it and it can hear what I'm saying. Like, on the other end of my condo, which I'm going to say conservatively is 30 feet away, in the other room, and I can say, like, I'm going to do my phone here in a second. I can say, like, hey, Siri, play this song. And it does it. Even if there's music playing already. I don't get how it does it. It's magical. Secondly, we sound really good on it. I tested ourselves out.
Okay.
We sound good. Real good on that HomePod system. You sound like you're sitting there right beside me.
I'm very happy. I was gonna say erect, but
good.
Then
I can smell the beard musk. The beard musk is right there.
Did I tell you that
what do you want to talk about, Grant?
Beard oil.
I think I
complained
this.
About
and
it.
And how's that going?
It doesn't smell good. Like I want.
What does it smell
like? Pine. I don't think I'm manly enough to have beard oil.
I don't think you have enough plaid to make that be your scent.
Do you really want to get into this plaid conversation right now? I thought we were against that.
I'm sorry. I should not have brought that up.
Holy
that's my
mackerel.
Plaid.
I used to wear plaid.
I mean,
I used to wear plaid
9 minutes.
A lot.
I know. I've seen the pictures.
I know you have.
I was just going to say, just to prepare people, even though we're like 9.5 minutes in and it should have been done at the very beginning, this is going to be a bit of a different episode. We didn't discuss this beforehand. I'm just going to mention this on the fly. This is just going to be one of those random just talk about things episodes, stuff that's in the news, stuff that's on our minds, but no specific
topics it's like,
really, that are going to come
I
up.
Think like the big thing that I want to talk about is that we're going to hang out. We're going to hang out soon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're making me go to Disneyland.
I'm forcing you You only have to come to one day though this time, which is nice.
I was.
So which is what is that? That's $99 now.
Friend,
what is that?
She wants to come to 2 days, so I might be doing 2 days. So it's
okay.
You're doing 1 day.
So we're doing we are doing 2 days, one park per day pass is what we bought, because on the Sunday we're gonna do Disneyland, and then on the Monday we're gonna just spend the morning in California Adventure and then fly home.
Oh my God.
That afternoon.
Okay.
So that's what we decided to do.
You guys are crazy.
And it's going to be fun. Disney is always so much fun. I'm coming down for VidCon again, and that's going to be exciting. For me personally, because I've seen most everything nowadays, so there's nothing that I necessarily have to see when I go to VidCon anymore. What I'm most excited about, because I'm a huge fanboy of him, is Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham is going to be in attendance, and he's going to have this interview with Grace Helbig about grade 8 or 8th grade, whatever his new movie is.
I can't believe that I understood everything you just said. You are rubbing off on me. Like, this is insane.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, oh, Bo, okay. Grace, okay. I know these people.
I know these people, and I understand in what relationship they are.
Why are you ruining me?
My whole goal with this podcast, Grant, many years ago was like, I have to get you to watch one YouTube video. And now my goal is for you to watch every YouTube video.
So you're very slowly ruining me. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. This week you have to watch all of Annoying Orange.
He's not popular anymore, but he was the first person that popped in my head.
Oh, that was way back in the day. That was like our one and only YouTube video you can find about me making
never.
Me
that. Oh, that was horrible. Thanks for that. I really appreciate that. You know, like I appreciate a lot of the stuff that you've exposed me to.
Mm-hmm. Not my penis. We should be very clear.
Why do you keep bringing up the penis?
It's always about the penis.
I'm literally not bringing up penis. But I want to say that you keep bringing up penis.
It is true. I've been the only person that actually
I'm normally the person that's blue. And wait, do you know what blue means?
Well, I know what it means. Yes, I don't know where it comes from.
People that are, vulgar, yeah.
Vulgar, or use like cursing
it's an
language.
Old school term.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Do you know what the etymology of that word is?
I would love you to tell me right now.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not typing anything into a search bar at all.
I do know absolutely
what it means. Apparently, bring some of that pepper. So, blue comedy is comedy that is off-color, risque, indecent, or profane, largely about sex. It often contains profanity or sexual imagery that may shock and offend some audience members. Oh, yeah, I know this. Why is it blue? Urban Dictionary. Let's use Urban Dictionary. It'll tell me. Nope, that sure doesn't tell me why. All right, Grant, you talk about something, and I'm going to figure this out.
Do you know the most... weirdest experience that I've had in the last like 24 hours was my dad hey, tell Kyle I say hi. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like my mind like exploded because he doesn't understand the difference between you and Kyle, my brother Kyle. No, but all of a sudden, like, it became clear to him that you are a distinctly different person. And this is the conversation I had with him. I said, oh, okay, I'm going to see him in a couple days. And he's like, really? Oh, that's great. That's really great. You should see Kyle more. And I'm like, well, he lives in Canada.
In Canada.
He's like, oh, that's fine. Well, maybe he should come down more.
Yeah, I'll just get that freaking flyer miles. Does he know? Wait, so he does know it's me. It's not someone else.
Well, no, like, and like the weird, like, like the weirdness of him being on board with understanding who you are, like, blew my mind.
I feel it's like one of those things. It's one of those things that that old vaudevillian terminology where it's like, I would never be part of a club that would have me as a member. You know, that sort of thing. It's like, as soon as your dad says, you should hang out with Kyle Moore, it's like, what's your angle? What's going on here?
When I was talking with Dave the other day, I did the Groucho Marx bullshit, the entire rigmarole of Groucho Marx. I don't think anyone understood. Like, I think the only person that could understand me doing Groucho Marx is you.
I mean, the grease paint is really the tip-off in that case. Grant, this seems like it's completely made up, but I'm going to tell you this to you anyways. This answer about what blue means comes from Quora.com, so this is absolutely 100% false, probably. This answer was provided by David Stewart, who is a teacher from Australia.
Okay.
So he says the origins is with an English comedian named Max Miller, who started performing in concert halls in the 1920s. And at one point in his act, he would take out two notebooks full of jokes, one with a white cover and one with a blue cover. He would ask the audience which one they wanted to hear lines from, the clean white one or the ruder blue one. Apparently, they always chose the blue cover, and Miller would say he was working blue that night.
I don't put that's up with this at all.
Do not know.
There is no way that's true.
What if you could make up a fact about why we call it working blue? What would you say? Let's make up a story. It's the 1940s. We're in New York City. What's
like,
going on?
My instinct is that I can't ejaculate. I don't think you understood where I was going with that.
I still don't.
But yeah, like blue balls. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. So you're working blue with blue balls.
You're like
so
kind of angry.
But
you know.
And so you start swearing
a
lot.
And you really want to like, oh, this is not going well. I don't want to keep going this direction.
Yeah. You no longer want to have those turquoise testicles.
Well, no, it's like...
You're so angry about everything.
I think that, like you would do whatever you could possibly, like, muster to make this happen.
I think it'd be funny if the Blue Man Group had everything blue except for their balls.
Have you ever seen the Blue Man Group?
Yeah.
I've never either.
Never. I mean, I've seen them on
the
Arrested
extent
Development,
of what
but
I've
that's
seen.
About it.
Have you seen the new Arrested Development? There we go. That's segue
I'm
into
not.
Something
no, I actually
that
started
makes
to,
sense.
No, but I started to watch the different edited season 4, and I got whatever 3 or 4 episodes in, and then I've just been so busy that I haven't been able to return back to it. But then season 5 did come out here a few weeks ago. And I've been told by most people that better than season 4, but it's still not as good as the first.
Well, it's funny because I was like, I think Cinco de Cuatro is going to be the drop point for season 5. And it turned out that I was vaguely kind of close.
Okay.
Well, no.
In what way?
So, like, it came out at the end of May. But they did the re-release of the recut on Cinco de Cuatro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of like I was kind of a smart person for like 5 seconds.
You were kind of a smart person, yes.
So that's what I was really excited about. I was like, oh, yeah.
But have you seen season 5 at all?
I've seen, well, no, the first half of season 5. The second half has yet to drop.
It's true, yeah. They only released 10 episodes, right? So tell me your initial thoughts.
I liked it quite a bit. I think that we're... You know, it's I think we love it too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean the thing about it, those first three seasons have just been on
Yeah.
repeat for so many people for so long that they know every joke and every plot point. I guess the one criticism that I have heard that I would agree with about season four is that they tried to make it a bit too complex, which
But
Arrested Development never was. They had definitely intricate plots, but they didn't make it so complex that Ron Howard had to basically explain everything that was going on. He was there to lightly push the plot forward,
yeah.
not to be like, let me take 40 seconds to explain to you what is actually
Well, it
going on
was
in this
it
scene.
they became too, and I hate to say the word, meta. It just became a giant, like, masturbatorial, look how awesome we are. We're gonna now do this and then have like a giant mess.
I still think that season
No,
four
it
has some
does. It does. It
quality
does.
jokes in it. I think there's some great stuff. It's just you do have to muddle through a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily
I think,
work.
yeah.
And I think it still hurts because everyone has kind of gone off to bigger and better things. Well, maybe not necessarily better, but definitely bigger things.
Not Michael
And
Cera.
so when you can't have all the actors in the same room, and it's very obvious that they're not in the same room, I think that kills some of the
And I will
chemistry that they
continue
have.
to say that Michael Cera's lip is a disaster. I don't understand what that is. I am confused by it. I just want it to stop.
I don't know what you mean, but
I've brought it up like 20 times.
okay, all right. I'm still looking forward to seeing it, but at this point, it's probably going to be like 2020
Yeah.
before I even get around to seeing it. Something that might take you until the year 2020 to see is
Fuck
Solo, a
that
Star
movie.
Wars story.
No one likes that movie. There is l
I
literally no one
did
that
go and
likes that
see this
movie.
movie. I think there's
No.
people who like it. Actually, this was like the complete inverse of what happened with Star Wars
Yeah.
Episode 7. No, it's Episode 8. Sorry. So yeah, the last one, Episode 8. The
The Last
Jedi Return,
Jedi.
what was it called? The Jet
Jesus
Last
Christ.
Jedi, which was that critics loved it and people who went and watched it didn't like it very much. Whereas this one, the critics really did not like this movie, and everyone who actually did go and see
Yeah,
it really liked it.
those are all stupid people.
Those are all stupid people. Grant, this is what I want to start this conversation with. What do you think this movie is about? Like, if you just had to guess, I'm serious, if you just had to guess what the plot of this movie was, what do you think
Okay,
happens?
at this
Go.
point, I think that Lando Calrissian just has like lots of sex with people. Like he's because
Well, I mean, that's definitely
I
hinted at,
because I
yes.
think he has sex with a droid.
That is very
So I
heavily
think
implied,
that's what's
yes.
going on. I assume there's a Kessel Run.
You would be correct, yes. Who would he meet in this
No fucking
movie?
clue. I seriously, there's
Oh,
only
come
one
on.
thing I know. There is literally one thing I know.
Okay.
Darth Maul.
What's that? We probably should have
That
run a spoiler alert for people, but
is the
yes.
only thing
Yes,
I
Darth
know.
Maul. What I was trying to drive towards, Grant, is that you basically know
I
60% of
know
what happens in
nothing
this
about
movie
this movie.
already.
And I
But that's what I
refuse.
mean.
I
You actually
refuse
do.
to
You do
participate in
know
this bullshit.
Lando. No, but Grant, what I'm talking about is that what you think this movie is about, I'm guaranteeing you is what it's about. That's my point, is that you're right. Lando has lots of sex. Han does the Kessel Run. He meets Chewbacca. Like, all of these plot points that we talked about 2 years ago when we knew this movie was coming out, is like, yep, that's what happens in the movie. This is what's going on. There's nothing really new that happens. The only thing that I will say, two things. I was completely surprised by the Darth
Yeah.
Maul reveal. And weirdly enough, I was not quite sure it was him, only because I don't think he speaks a single word in A Phantom Menace, and he has like quite the soliloquy in this movie. Great voice, sounds great. And third, Paul Bettany is awesome in this movie. I really like Paul Bettany a lot. Okay, he's the villain.
This is something I'm going to say that's probably not what you want to hear. But if you want to give me a really massive hard-on, put Paul Bettany in something. Like, honestly.
Sure. Paul Bettany's great. He's so good. And I do think that this should have been Lando's movie, honestly. I think he's the more interesting character. The hard thing is this.
Oh,
is that
the
I'm
going to
steal
thing.
This criticism. I mean that in every single way you could possibly mean. The hard thing. Not the hard thing. Sorry, you threw me off the point I was trying to make here. What I was going to say is that what I'm about to say, the criticism that I'm going to about to level, is I'm stealing it. I'm stealing this from Jeff Cannata from the Slash Film cast when they talked about this movie. So this is not an original thought, but he was able to verbalize exactly what I thought about this. Is that when we meet Han Solo in the original trilogy, what are some of his characteristics?
Rogue.
He's a rogue. He's basically a cynic. Shoots somebody first because he kind of just wants
first.
To.
Always.
He's always shoot first. He's basically given up hope. He doesn't know about the Jedi. Like, he doesn't know about them. He thinks they're still, like, fantasies and stuff that are made up for kids. He is kind of pulled into the rebellion. And over the course of three movies, he finally becomes the hero that we know that he is. But I don't think that he knows that he is. This movie basically tries to retcon all that information where he has always been this, like, adventurer and is quick to being, like, the center of the story and, like, trying to save the damsel from distress.
The more I hear you talk about this, the more I feel right about not watching this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think you're wrong for not going to watch it. I think you're still going to watch it someday.
Never. Now that you said that, I will never see this movie.
Never.
Ever.
Okay. You don't really need to. Honestly, you really don't need to. There's nothing much in this that I think you need to go and see, even as a Star Wars fan. I don't think you need to go and see. I should point this out, that I don't hate the movie. I think it's fine, but it's not
I just
want to
see Darth
great.
Maul. Like, that's...
So...
That is the one thing that makes me... kind of want to see this movie.
Well, I always want to know how it all fits together, because this is happening, like, it would have to have been like this plot has to be set 10 maybe 15 years before episode 4, I think, is what it's trying to do at the most. I'm gonna say it's probably even less than that. Like, I don't exactly know what that is. The last thing I'm just gonna say is that I feel this is a retcon as well. I am fully free for people to disagree with this interpretation. But I always interpreted when Han in the original trilogy goes like, I did the Kessel Run in this amount of time, and he's saying all this stuff about himself, that he's actually lying, that he's actually making up that stuff to impress these people, not that it's actually 100% true. Because, again, that fits into his character more. He's this bravado character who's trying to make it look like he's all... knows what he's talking about, but really doesn't. Anyways, this shows, no, this is exactly how the Kessel Run happened and why you can say how it happened works and et cetera, et cetera.
I hate this movie. I've never seen this movie. I hate it.
Again,
right now.
I don't think it's awful.
I want to kill the people that made this movie.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I would really love to see what the... oh gosh, Miller and what's the other guy's name? The guys who did the Lego movie, the guys who did 21 Jump Street, the guys who did 22 Jump Street, Lord Miller. I would like to see what their version would have been in this case. Like, what exactly they were subverting, because by the sounds of it, Ron Howard, when he came aboard on this movie, did change quite a bit of stuff. In fact, it was not Paul Bettany originally in the movie. All of his scenes were completely reshot. It was somebody else.
Michael
K.
something.
Vaughn. No, I don't know.
The guy from The Wire, right? Which, again, if you want to make me very erect, you can just put him in a movie again. But have you seen the what was the First Night? No, that's not the movie.
That's the sequel to The Dark Knight?
No.
What are we talking about?
Heath Ledger.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
First Night. Yeah, I love that movie. Oh, God.
Damn. It was First Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that movie.
Good stuff.
It was, we were.
One thing like, that I have.
Like, that was something that was just special for a while.
Yeah, I have not seen that at all.
Have you never really seen that movie? Oh, come
never
on,
seen it,
man.
I've seen clips and stuff, but I've never actually seen it. I'm going to be fine. I think most people.
So hard.
Yeah. I think most people are on board with your interpretation of Solo. It has not done that well at the box office. I mean, if this was a non-Star Wars movie, people would be raving about it. But over 25 days of it being in theaters, it has made $194 million versus that same time period, Rogue One had already made $479. So almost $300 million less from the last standalone Star Wars movie. So not great.
What was better, like Rogue or Solo?
I like Rogue better, personally. I just like Rogue better. I thought the character was more fully realized. I, like you, just feel like it is really dumb to make these prequel standalone stories of these characters, when I think it's much more interesting to do it on new characters and new worlds. Or if you want to do stories about these types of characters, do something new with it. Like, if this had been just a heist film set in space, cool. I'd be totally down for that. But I don't need the backstory of everything that Han Solo has mentioned in his time in the Star Wars universe.
How was Donald?
Donald was great. I said, he's the best part of the movie. Hands down, best part of the movie. That and the first action sequence. Well, I guess it's technically the second big action sequence where they're trying to pull this heist on a train. I'm like, oh, I wish this was what the whole movie was. And it's not. As another example, in 4 days, The Incredibles 2 has made more money than the Solo movie has in 25. But that's basically, The Incredibles 2 is like just killing it as far as box office right now.
Our summer box office right now?
Oh, I don't know if I can get to that very quickly. Actually, I might be able to. If you have it on your phone,
I'm
going to
grab my pep.
It is Dr. Pepper, if you're thinking, correct?
Yes, of course. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ugh, okay, well. You and John Green can enjoy the Diet Dr. Pepper.
I don't want to be linked with him.
Well, he drinks it all the time. All
right, I have to do something else, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Just drink regular Diet Dr. Pepper. Okay, so the summer movie wager is, I am currently
good
in
for
the
you.
Lead.
It's not for long.
If this stupid goddamn webpage would actually load up here, I could tell you. Actually, there we go. So right now, I have... Oh, I am... Sorry, I am lying to you. You're in the lead. You currently have 31 points. I have 23 points, although that will probably change when he updates this, when Blake updates this, because I currently have number one and number two bang on, so that should bring me into the lead. Although, I don't know, Jurassic Park, like, basically, remember, you had Jurassic World in number two and Incredibles number three, and I have Incredibles number two, Jurassic World number three. So it depends on how those movies flip around. At this point, because we had three movies at the same position, it really is going to come down to those sorts of things. But I totally have Solo way too high.
I told you.
In the list. Like, way, way too high. Deadpool is definitely outperforming what I thought it was going
again.
To do. But, Incredibles is probably going to pass Deadpool this week. So it definitely has a lock on the number two position. I'm interested to see if it can actually go the distance and actually outgross Avengers Infinity War, which is a tall order, I think, personally, but it could potentially do that. And I don't know. I'm not feeling confident on this Jurassic World pick.
Neither am I. Anyways, actually.
you're gonna get more points for Deadpool 2 because you have it up higher than I'm going to. But if I can hit Incredibles 2 and Jurassic World bang bang, then I am golden.
When was the last time you won?
Oh, I don't think I've ever won the summer movie wager. Although I don't, how long have we done this?
3 years,
this is our
I think.
Third year?
3 years, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've won the last 2 years. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Ocean's 8, though, is doing fairly decently. I think it's going to be in the top. Well, it's hard to say. It's at $81 million right now, and it's been up for a couple of weeks. So it's probably going to cross the $100 million mark, which should put it in the top 10. But you should. You have to see your movie, and I'll see mine.
Oh, God, I suck it.
I mean, Solo has doubled its box office already, so not looking good. Although Ocean's 8 has already outgrossed Ocean's 12, so there you go. That's what's going on in the box office.
Do you like?
What TV are you watching right now, Grant?
True crime. I don't want to talk about
true
that.
True crime.
Because,
all right,
because
fine. What do you want to talk about?
The amount of true crime I watch is becoming a problem. Because I
you and every middle-aged woman.
I think I am a middle-aged woman.
I think that's what we all strive to be.
Do you really want me to be a middle-aged woman?
If we could eat drink mojitos in the middle of the day,
really?
Then absolutely.
You're not helping me at all. You're like,
I'm sorry.
You're like, I want support to be a non bullshit middle-aged woman, man.
Okay.
Okay, you're not helping.
Let's do it up.
You're checking out. You're like, I'm checking out.
Yeah. Grant, pick a year from 1982 to 2017.
91.
I want to see what the top 10 movies were of that summer.
Ducks.
Grant,
ducks,
I have ducks. I've never heard in a million years what this movie is that's at number 10. I don't think this is an actual real movie.
Are there ducks involved? Mighty Ducks?
Not in 91, no. That might have been
totally
like 92 or something.
Get some Mighty Ducks. Okay. Death Becomes Her.
Oh, that's a good pick. But no. The number 10 pick is Doc Hollywood.
Holy shit. Yeah.
You ever heard of this movie?
That's Michael J. Fox.
Oh, Michael J. Fox. Woody Harrelson.
Holy shit.
What is this movie even about? I have literally never heard of this movie.
I've watched it twice.
Heard of this movie. Whoa. Okay. Well, it was number 10. You could still see that Michael J. Fox was like a star. He can get a. By the way, it was in the top 10. And it grossed $54 million. That's cute.
Adorable.
That's super cute. Number 9 is Boys in the Hood.
No clue.
So
no
good
clue
for Spike Lee. Shut up. You don't know what. Oh my gosh. Spike Lee. I said Spike Lee. That's John Singleton who did Boys in the Hood.
Racist.
Oof.
Racist.
I'm a racist. Yeah. This is when Disney would do this a lot, but number 8. Is 101 Dalmatians, like the reissue, like they just re-released the cartoon 101 Dalmatians into theaters, and it made an additional $60 million for Disney. So that was probably like I don't know, they made some other movie with that money. Number 7 is a question. What about Bob?
I love that movie. Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it's great. Bill Murray, directed by Frank Oz. Number 6 is Hot Shots. Not the part deux, just the original Hot Shots.
Back when Terry Elwes and Charlie Sheen could open a movie.
No, number 6,
really?
$69 million it got. This is by the way in the summer. We're just looking at the summer, not of the entire year.
I still don't believe it.
Backdraft got number 5. That was a Ron Howard joint. So Ron Howard's going to have a top 10 in 91 and in 2017, probably.
Well, so and Da Vinci Code.
Naked Gun 2.5.
He had Da Vinci Code in the tens. So in the teens, mm-hmm. he has Solo.
Yeah. So he's had one for the last 3 decades. I don't mind Ron Howard. He's fine. I'm going to take his master class so he can teach me how to direct things. No, I'm not. But I could, because he does have a master class. I wrote on Twitter the other day that I want to be so successful that I can become lazy in my old age and do a master class.
I know.
Your phone is ringing.
You want to find out
City Slickers is at number 3.
Oh, it's Tyler.
Oh. Tell him to
fuck off. I will tell him to fuck off right now.
All right. Billy Crystal, back when he was like a box office star. City Slickers number 3. Number 2, your favorite movie of all time, Grant. It's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I love that movie.
It's not bad. And then number 1 of the summer that year, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah, Robin Hood should have been $204
million. Well, never bet against James Cameron. Everyone who likes to poo-poo James Cameron, and he always proves them wrong every single time. The guy knows what audiences want to see, apparently. What's your over-under? I think we should make another bet. It's been a while since we made a bet, and I still have not watched my movies from the bet that I've lost.
We make bets every, day.
I know, okay, but this is a new bet. And I don't have access to the document right now, but I'll write it here in my notes field. Grant, this is my bet.
I feel like you're about to, hug me in a very weird way.
Mm-hmm. This is a really awkward hug that just lingers
a bit too long. Exactly. Okay. What do you want to...
Opening weekend of Avatar 2, which I still don't think comes out for another 2 or 3 years. When does Avatar 2? When is Avatar 2 supposed
to come out?
I'm
giving you $2.
I'm going to bet $1, Bob. According to this, it's supposed to come out December 18th of 2020. Supposed to. I would not be surprised if it did not. But right now, in 2020, so in 2 years, I'm going to guess right now, this is what I'm betting, that it is going to make opening weekend in December $150 plus
million. Okay, can I make a weird side bet?
Sure. Okay. Side bet.
I think you're right.
Okay. Side bet, Grant.
But I think the second weekend is going to be 20%.
Uh-huh. Sorry, that it drops 80%?
It drops 80%.
What are you trying to say? Okay. But the second weekend drops
80%. That's what I think.
Okay. So... I'm basically forcing you to take the bet that it's going to be under $150 million.
I'm with you on that. I think it's going to be a huge opening weekend.
Well, you just said that it's not. So sorry. This is what the bet says. That's what the bet says. So what is going to be? What's the punishment here then?
Well, I keep trying to get you to watch the Peanut Butter Miracle.
No, well, I already have to, but that's something that I lost already.
That until you do.
Okay, well, that's great. But this has to be a new punishment here for us. So if Kyle is right, Grant has to watch...
Okay, hang on.
Let's see. Let's look at these movies here.
As we Google.
Well, wait a second. Let's go. This is John Cameron we're talking about here. What has John Cameron directed? He directed Piranha 2 or something, didn't he?
I don't think so.
In his early years?
I just Googled worst.
That's not John Cameron.
Worst John Cameron movie.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm saying John Cameron. It's James Cameron.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, my goodness. So his first director credit. Where's his director credit? Director. His first director credit is, yes, Piranha 2, okay, The Spawning.
Okay.
You get to watch Piranha 2, The Spawning.
And you have to watch Piranha 2, The Spawning.
Okay, so that's what... All right. If Grant is right, Kyle has to watch Piranha 2, The Spawning. I love it. Well, in 2 years, we're going to figure out who's right. And we'll both have forgotten about it by that point.
At that point, I think we should just... I think we should watch it together.
Right.
Yes.
But side bet, if you are right that it drops 80%, what do you want my punishment to be?
I have to work that out.
You have to work that out. Okay.
I want something painful.
Let's go back to this. Avatar.
I still want you to watch Dolph Lundgren's Punisher. That is something I want you to do. Like, I'm very... Like,
I know, but...
I need this to happen.
That doesn't feel like it's that it fits with what we're watching. But okay, fine. We'll do that. If it does drop, Kyle has to watch Punisher, Dolph Lundgren edition.
Okay, like, if I come up with something, then...
But if it doesn't drop 80%,
this is not going well. I don't like that we're continuing here.
Oh, this is gonna go so deep, baby. I am looking right now at Sam Worthington's IMDb, the star of all of the Avatar films, and I'm looking at some of his films here, his so-called films, and apparently all of his early films were really good, according to IMDb. Dirty Deeds.
He's underestimated. And I get really upset with people like that get wrapped up with James Cameron. It's like people getting wrapped up with Michael Bay. It's like, you know what? Shia LaBeouf is not that bad. Did I just say something that was horrible? He's not that bad. He's fine.
Okay, this is I found the what you're gonna have to watch. It's from 2006. Okay. It's apparently Sam Worthington's version of Macbeth.
You realize that I love Shakespeare, right?
Yeah,
so,
but apparently this was written
very
poorly.
You're being a jerk to me, right?
Okay, so there we go. This is our bet here now, Grant.
Have you seen the Ethan Hawke Hamlet?
You know, I haven't watched it, no. I've heard people who have liked it, though.
Oh.
Is that the one with Bill Murray, too? Is he in that? Yeah.
You need to see that. Seriously.
Yeah.
I love how you...
I mean, I'm also... I love the Hamlet version of Kenneth Branagh. Yeah, like, Kenneth Branagh is Hamlet, which I love.
I'm not dismissing you, you know. I'm supporting you. And you're not supporting me.
It does not... I am not supporting you. I have to admit that. I have been a pretty big jerk this episode, currently. But let's get back to penises for a second, because I don't think we've talked about them enough this episode. That was a joke. Grant, we get to see each other in a few days.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be
fun.
You know, I
a hoot and a half, as
I
they
told
like to
you
say.
That I wouldn't see you.
You did tell me that. And then you pulled the rug out from under me. You said you weren't gonna see me. And then you said, "You know what? Money is a construct." So
I can't believe that
going
you
to Disney.
Use the actual words that I said to you.
What else am I supposed to do? I'm not going to make things up, Grant.
You know,
I can't just make things
I think it's
up.
Important to say that, you know, I love you incredibly.
Thank you.
And I'm very excited to see you. And
I'm excited to see you too. It's our annual get together.
I'm sad that I took like 5 minutes to be like, I'm not going to do this.
No, it all works out. It all works out. We're going to see each other. It's going to be real fun. Grant, let's wrap this up. People can get in contact with us in so many different ways. Whateverpod@gmail.com is where you can send comments, questions, or concerns. You can also follow us at Whateverpod on Facebook and at Whateverpod on Twitter. My own personal Twitter is at the Kyle Marshall. That's Marshall with two L's. Grant, what's your Twitter?
You didn't think that I was going to just let this go for forever, right?
Apparently not.
I cut my finger, right?
Did
I tell you that? I bought my dad a watch for Father's Day. I don't know if you guys do Father's Day in Canada.
No, we don't. We don't believe in fathers up here. We're a socialist crackpot.
So I'm like cutting this shit, and then you're gonna see my finger. It is a.
Okay. It's horrible. How gruesome is it?
It's a giant mess. So I just wanted to warn you that you're gonna about to see.
Okay.
You've been warned.
I've been warned
that my finger is going to be gross.
Okay. Well, I'll gird my loins.
Fejimans. Fejimanz. Or Z. Depending upon what country you're in.
No, what we don't do up here in our country, Grant? Put kids into cages. Let's end this episode off on a happy note and talk about how your president / government is kind of okay with.
No, my dad is okay with that.
It literally makes me so mad.
Like.
And I will have to say, it makes me somewhat happy that there are Republicans actually standing up to this, where they're not just in lockstep, the entire organization of them, that there seems to be some of them that are actually growing a bit of a spine.
Did I ever tell you that I was Republican when I was a kid?
Grant, we all have these crazy phases in college. I mean, it's nothing.
I'm serious, yeah.
Well, I mean, we have this conversation all the time. I definitely lean to the left, but I'm pretty centrist in most of my views.
But when, like, I was, you know, like, very Republican.
Oh, silence?
For a long time.
Okay, very Republican. In what regard?
And
fiscal responsibility, that sort of thing?
Well, just hating gay people.
Oh, yeah. How about them? How about those libtard cocks?
Libtard cocks, yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a while to really understand. Like, being not straight really, like, I'm making very, you can't see my hands. But it was like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, there's that bit of self-loathing that you get into, right? Like when you have this perception of like, I have to hate gay people, but like at the same time, like, well, I'm not exactly straight, so I have to hate them even more to try and beat this out of myself. Well, that was a sad note to end on, but I'll see you in a few days, Grant.
I'm gonna take my pep now.